大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你带领这个教会经过十七年。
We thank you for having led this church for over the past 17 years.
我们为到这个教会未来的十七年也交托在主你的手里面。
Lord, we commit another years ahead into your hand.
希望MMC 是成为这个地方的一个灯台。
We hope that we pray that MMCC will become the watchtower over this area.
求主鼓励弟兄姊妹去更加去爱你。
We ask the Lord to encourage everyone to love you more.
把以基督耶稣的心为心。
So that we will have the same mind as Christ has.
我们也将今天听到的时间交托在主手里面。
Lord, we also commit our preaching time into your hand.
求主预备我们的心，把你的话藏在心里面。
So that the Lord can prepare our heart, your words can hide, can be hidden in our heart.
以知道我们可以行出来。
So that we can live out your words.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有人告诉我一句话。
Someone has told me this.
他说天不怕，地不怕。
So they are not afraid of the heaven and not afraid of the earth.
下一句是什么？你知道吗？
What is next?
他说最怕你们广东人讲普通话。
The worst fear is the Cantonese speak Mandarin.
那么你为什么这个香港人会最后在一个普通话的教会里面长大呢？
Then you will wonder why this pastor from Hong Kong that can preach with Mandarin.
这个其实是我当时受一个人的影响。
Actually, I was influenced by a person.
他是一个退休的宣教士。
He is a retired minister. Missionary.
She is a retired missionary. Okay. 那么呢，她的名字叫Doris Adler.
Her name is Doris Adler.
那么当时呢，她就已经在香港侍奉四十四年后退休就回到美国。
She has served in Hong Kong for over 44 years. After her retirement, she returned back to U.S.
那么后来我们在双城华人教会认识了。
We have known each other in the Twin City Church.
那么后来呢，我就决定念神学。
And later, I decided I should go to the seminary.
有一天。我们交通的时候，他就问我，他说 ：“Mike， 你将来有什么计划呢
？”So one day when we had a fellowship together, she asked me, "What is your plan in the future?"
我就再想一想。
And I thought about it.
那么呢，他就给我一个提议。
And she gave me a suggestion.
他提议呢，我就好像一张白纸一样。
So she described, "I'm like a paper."
那么你就交给神，神在上面写什么，你就做什么。
And you hand this piece of white paper to God. Whatever God write on it, then you should follow.
那你知道呢？当时我听了以后，我就听他的提议啊。
After I heard her suggestion, then I listened and.Did as what she suggested.
当然我没有想过呢，神的安排就是我有一天会在一个讲普通话的教会里面牧会。
But I have never imagined that one day I will be preached in the Mandarin-speaking Chinese church.
但是你想知道为什么我当时会听他的提议？
Then you probably will wonder why I listened to her advice.
就是因为我看见他的榜样。
Because I saw her good example.
他愿意把自己放在神的手里面，让神去安排他的一生。
She was willing to commit her whole life into God's hand and let God decide what is her plan of life.
这个就是一个好的榜样的一个，就是她很有能力的。
This is why she have such strength.
就是你看见一个好的榜样，比起你听一个教训的记忆更好。
It is more precious in your memory that when you see a good example than listen to a good sermon.
这个呢也是为什么呢？保罗讲到腓立比书里面的时候，他把三个榜样放在中间。
That's why when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he put three good examples in the book.
讲到这里，我想卖一个广告啊。
And speak up here, I want to give you an advertisement.
主要原因呢，就是很难得呢，我们教会今年七月四号，星期六的时候，请到 Doris 来到我们教会分享她的见证。
The news I want to share with you, it's very precious that we invited this lady Doris to our church to sharing with us on July 4th.
那么因为她把她自己的生平写了一本书，所以呢她就去把她的见证也告诉其他人。
She wrote all her life in this biography book, so she wants to tell others about her life.
所以如果你愿意来呢，就是七月四号星期六晚上六点，我们先有 potluck， 之后呢就是她的分享。
So if you are willing to come, we have a potluck on the July 4th Saturday night at the church first, then we will listen to her sharing.
那么我就回到腓立比书啦。
Then now we want to come back to the book of Philippians.
那保罗其实呢，他腓立比书他最主要的，他要教训我们的，就是一章二十七节里面所讲。
The most important teaching that Paul want to teach us is in the chapter 1 verse 27.
他讲到行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
那如果保罗只把这个命令告诉我们的时候呢，我们大概马上就会忘了。
If Paul only tells us this command by itself, we probably will forget it soon.
我们也不知道与福音相称的生活是怎么样。
We don't know what kind of life is worthy of the gospel of Christ.
所以从第二章开始呢，保罗就把三个榜样放在中间。
So start from chapter 2, Paul put three examples of life in the book.
第五节到十一节呢，是主耶稣自己的榜样。
From chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself as a good example.
今天我们看19到30节呢，是提摩太跟以巴弗提的榜样。
Today we will look at from verse 14 to 30. Here is the example of Timothy and Epaphroditus.
这两个人呢，其实对腓立比教会呢，他们都是很熟识的。
And these two people, they are very familiar with the Church of Philippines.
所以保罗呢，是希望通过这两个人告诉他们，一个天国的公民呢，应该是是怎么样的一个人呢？
Through these two examples that Paul wants to tell the people in the church what kind of citizen you shall be.
圣经的要求呢，不是遥不可及的，就是好遥远你达不到的，不是这样子的。
Bible never trying to tell us that you have a good will, but you can never reach it.
是有一些人呢，他们是可以做到的，他们是我们的好榜样。
There's certain people that they can accomplish this, and they are our good example.
所以呢，今天呢，其实呢，我们要来看三个人的榜样。
So today we want to look at three people's example.
首先就是提摩太。
First is Timothy.
第二呢，就是以巴弗提。
Then Epaphroditus.
最后呢，就是看到保罗自己。
And the last is Paul himself.
三个人呢，把 天国的公民的三个特质及表现出来，表现出来。
These three persons that they live their life demonstrate the characteristic of the citizens of heaven.
我希望呢，我们也效法他们的榜样。
We want the every one of us should imitate them.
所以呢，我们第一个来看呢，就是提摩太。
So first, we want to look at Timothy.
提摩太呢，他是里面讲到了他的特质呢，就是很可靠。
So Timothy, the Bible always mentions him as a reliable person.
我们可以从提摩太身上，从他的历史上面你就看见了。
From Timothy's life, we can see this.
保罗呢称赞提摩太，在二十二节讲到呢，他讲到你们知道提摩太的名正。
And Paul praised him as in the verse 22 that you know Timothy's proven worth.
你听到英文呢，就用 proven worth 这个字，它的是它的意思就是呢，它的见证是经过考验的。
So this proven worth tells us that Timothy's life is testified.
所以呢，它是很有价值的。
And it's very valuable.
这个考验呢，通常呢是要通过很长的时间，我们才看见一个人是怎么样。
And this test it usually takes a long time, and through some period of their life, then we can see.
那么我们的确通过提摩太的生平里面，我们就看见他可靠的一面。
And through Timothy's life experience, then we know that he is reliable.
那圣经告诉我们呢，提摩太的祖母跟他母亲呢都是基督徒。
The Bible told us that Timothy's grandmother and mother they are all Christians.
是保罗第二次传福音旅行传福音的时候呢，把提摩太发掘出来的。
And on the second trip of Paul's mission work, that he preached, he helped Timothy to know God.
所以呢，从当时开始呢，提摩太就一直跟着保罗去传福音。
So afterwards, Timothy followed Paul all his life to spreading the gospel.
所以从最开始到现在，他写腓立比书的时候呢，其实已经经过十年的时间了。
So from the beginning and to the time that Paul wrote the book of Philippians, there's probably 10 years.
那我们一般想到保罗的时候呢，你就想到他是一个很成功的使徒。
And when we think about Paul, we think him as a very successful apostle.
那么一个成功的使徒可能就好像 Billy Graham 一样啊，到处受人欢迎这样子。
And we will think that he was welcomed everywhere by people like Billy Graham.
但是如果你看圣经的时候，你发觉其实保罗的生平不是这样子。
But if you read Bible, then you will find out it's not like that.
保罗在哥林多后书里面讲到呢，他常常坐牢的。
And in the second Corinthians, the book of Corinthians, that Paul mentioned, he often put into prison.
我根据第九章里面我算一算呢，保罗基本上每一年呢都给人打一次。
In Second Corinthians chapter 9, I calculated. It seems every year Paul will be beaten up by people. Once at least.
他不单只给人打，还有呢，他连住的地方也不一定有。
And oftentimes he even have no place to live.
他只是形容自己连吃的也不足够。
And he often describes himself as starving.
但是呢，难得的地方就是提摩太一直在这十年的时间跟随保罗。
But the most precious thing is.Timothy follows Paul all the way.
当你看到提摩太后书的时候，你就知道，其实提摩太跟保罗一同侍奉，到保罗最后快要死的时候，他还是跟他一起。
And if you read the book of Second Timothy, almost at the end of Paul's life on earth, that Timothy still follows him and serve with him.
所以提摩太的榜样，我们看见他的可靠。
So that we can see Timothy's life is a life of full of reliability.
他的可靠其中一个表现就是他跟保罗是同心去侍奉。
And the one thing that tells us that is Paul has shared the same heart with Paul on serving.
腓立比书二章二十节里面呢， 保罗 讲到， 我没有别人与我同心。
And in chapter 2, verse 22 here, Paul said he has nobody else to be with him.
但是呢， 提摩太是一个例外。
But Timothy is the one that follows him.
提摩太跟保罗同心的表示就是他同样去挂念教会。
And the thing that they shared in common is they all have genuine interest to the church.
保罗讲到了别人都是挂念自己的事。
And Paul here says others, they are only interested in their own business.
但是21节提到提摩太的时候， 提摩太是挂念耶稣基督的事。
But in verse 21, Paul says Timothy shares the interest of the church.
提摩太不但只是与保罗同心。
Not only Timothy shared the same heart with Paul.
22节讲到了提摩太跟保罗同劳。
And also in verse 22, they all labored together.
保罗呢，他二十二节里面简直讲，但你们知道，提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
And in verse 22 says, but you know Timothy's proven words, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel.
其实这句话呢，不是说呢， 提摩太服侍保罗好像一个儿子服侍父亲一样，不是这个意思。
This sentence doesn't mean that Timothy serves Paul as a son serves his father.
这句话的意思应该是说，提摩太跟保罗就好像一个父亲跟儿子一同工作，一同做一个家庭生意一样，一同劳碌的意思。
This sentence actually tells us that Timothy just work with Paul like a son works with his father wholeheartedly and work together.
提摩太不单只与保罗是同心。
Not only they share the same heart.
他也跟保罗同劳。
And they all labored together.
但是呢，最难得的一个事情，他是跟保罗同在。
And also he is always with Paul.
当其他人不在保罗旁边的时候，提摩太还在陪伴保罗。
When others that are not with Paul, but Timothy still follows Paul.
一个人的可靠性，最主要的，我想是他能不能跟你同在。
And the most precious thing is if a person can be with you all the time.
如果他都不在的时候，他就帮不了你啊。
If he's not around, how can he help you?
我不知道你是不是一个可靠的人呢？
I don't know if you are a reliable person.
教会可不可以, 倚靠你啊？
Can church trust you and rely on you?
福音可不可以靠你去兴旺呢？
And can gospel help depend on you to be proclaimed?
那如果我们要成为一个可靠的人，我们就必须要好像提摩太一样，我们要同心同劳同在。
If we want to be reliable like Timothy, then we need to be share the same heart and labor together and be together.
有的时候呢，我在教会里面有一些弟兄姊妹，我觉得他很有恩赐。
And that often at church, I think many brothers and sisters, they have gifts.
他们也有一个愿意侍奉的心。They
also have a heart, a willing heart to serve.
但是他们有一个很大的问题，就是他们常常不在。But
there's often a problem is they oftentimes they're not available.
有的时候呢，就是比方说一个一年里面暑假的时候，他们一定不在。
And sometimes, like during the summertime, they're just totally gone.
有些人呢，反过来就是只有暑假才在。
And some people might only present in the summertime.
你愿不愿意为了福音的原因，让自己常常 available， 就是可以被神所用的。
Are you willing because of the gospel that you are always available?
如果你愿意的时候，你就可能能够成为一个可靠的人了。
And if you are, then you will be a reliable person.
我上个月进过一本了。我看看是。你知道什么叫我看看怎么念。伊塔蚂蚁，有没有人知道是什么意思啊？
Do you know this word, 伊塔蚂蚁？
他们翻译成为板钱，我也告诉你了，他们也是用中文字的嘛。板钱是什么意思？它的意思呢，其实是形容一个其实是讲到这些厨师，素食的厨师，他们就叫伊塔蚂蚁。
So this word itamai is often used to call the sushi chef.
那你知道呢，传统日本训练一个itamai需要多少时间？
Do you know how long does it take to train a specialist to be a sushi chef?
你们猜多少时间？
How long? Can you guess?
Huh?
3 months?
3 months, okay.再猜一次啊
3 years
Okay
5 years
5 to 20 years
It's taking 5 to 20 years
因为呢
to train one.
你要成为一个伊特蚂蚁，你必须从学徒开始。
If you want to be a 伊特蚂蚁， you have to start with from the beginning.
那么呢，你的老师呢，最开始的五年，
The first 5 years,
你就是跟着他后面去鱼市场里面去选鱼。
The first 5 years, you follow the teacher to go to the fish market to choose the right fish.
选了以后呢，你就会负责清洁这些鱼。
After you select the fish, then you are cleaning them.
所以过了五年，你一点素食的煮素食的东西你都还没学哦。
After these 5 years, you haven't got any sushi special skills yet.
如果你清洁的不好的时候呢，这个老师呢会骂你很厉害。
If you are not good at cleaning job, then the instructor will discipline you.
那过了五年以后，如果你老师觉得你呢有差不多了，他就才教你怎么煮饭。
And after 5 years, if the teacher thinks you're worthy, then he will teach you how to cook the rice.
那么也不知道过了多少年呢，那么你就可以站在他旁边呢，去学怎么做这个sushi。
I'm not sure how many years, then the teacher will let you stand by him to watch and learn.
那为什么一个传统的日本料理？要这么多时间去学sushi 呢？
Why does the traditional itamai needs taken such long time to learn?
他们是希望你把这个对食物的执着就是这个你可以这个怎么念呢？
执着。
放在你的心里面。
Because they want to put this seeking heart towards making a good sushi into your heart.
你知道 sushi 是生的鱼吗？
Because you know we use raw fish to cook sushi.
所以呢，清洁是这个事情最主要、最重要的一个事情。
So the cleaning process is very important.
所以你进了五年以后呢，你就会对清洁这个事情很敏感。
So after 5 years of training to clean it, then you will have you will be very sensitive and knows how to clean the fish.
所以有一点点不对劲呢，你马上就会发现。
And if there's any little bit things that unusual, then you will find it out.
但是呢，如果你不与你的老师同在同牢同心的时候呢，你不会训练到这个敏感道。
But if you are not stand by the teacher together and learn, watch and learn, then you will not have this experience.
那么，所以你必须要经过这样子的训练，你才成为一个可靠的伊特蚂蚁。
Only after you have this long period of training and learning, then you will learn how to be a good chef.
第二个值得我们学习的就是以巴弗提。
And the second good example from the Bible is Epaphroditus.
他的特点呢，就是他的忠心。
And he is famous because of his faithfulness.
那以巴弗提呢，在圣经里面只有在腓立比书里面有提到。
There's only in the book of Philippians that this Epaphroditus is mentioned.
在第四章十八节里面，我们知道是腓立比教会派他来 去探望保罗的。
In chapter 4, we know that it's the Church of Philippines sent Epaphroditus to visit Paul.
目的就是要把他们的奉献带到保罗身边。
The purpose is to give their offerings to Paul.
还有希望呢，以巴弗提的去照顾保罗。
And also they want Epaphroditus to take care of Paul.
但是呢，如果你看腓立比书里面的时候，你大概猜到以巴弗提呢，他在这个过程里面呢，他就生病了。
During the time that with Paul, you know that Epaphroditus was sick.
那么二章二十七节讲到他病到一个地步呢，快要死了。
And in verse 27 here says he was so ill that he almost died.
但是以巴弗提呢，他没有因为他生病呢就放弃哦。
But Epaphroditus didn't give up because of his sickness.
反而在三十节讲到呢，他不顾生命，又完成他的任务。
And on the contrary, that he put aside his life, and he wants to accomplish what the church has sent him for.
从这个事情，我们就看见以巴弗提的忠心。
And from this, then we know that how faithful that Epaphroditus is.
你有没有以下的这个经验？
Do you have such experience?
就是你在一个商店里面排队付钱。
And you're lined up in the supermarket and trying to pay.
那么你发觉呢，这个店里面其实有很多台收钱的收银台呀。
And you probably find out that there's many checkout counter that in the market.
但是呢，在这个店里面只有一个人在工作。
But you probably see only one person was working.
还有你发觉呢，其实这个店里面呢不缺工作的人呢。
And you probably also know that they are not lacking people doing things.
有人在清洁。
Some people are cleaning.
有人呢，其实你不知道他在干什么。
But some people you never know what they are doing.
有人呢，在有些员工在聊天。
And some may be chatting.
我想呢，如果我跑过去问这些。站在 不收钱的员工呢，他会这样子回答。
If I go ask one of them not working, they probably will answer me like this.
他会告诉我，我不是负责收钱呢。
And he will say, I'm not in charge of doing the checkout.
或者呢，他告诉你，现在是我休息的时间呢。
And they might tell you that now is my break time.
那你知道呢，一个不忠心的仆人呢，圣经在箴言里面形容他们呢，懒惰的人呢，叫猜他的人如蹴堵牙，如烟分目。
And you know, for a lazy person that not faithful, the Proverbs describes them in chapter 10 like this. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are the sluggards to those who send them.
但是以巴弗提呢，他不是这样子的一个人。
But Epaphroditus is not such a person.
教会差他去服侍保罗。
When the church sent him to serve Paul,
他中途生病了。
And during that time, he was sick.
他没有找一个借口，就是说我现在要回家了。
And he didn't trying to use this as an excuse. I need to go home.
反而他坚持。
And he continued.
因为他明白了这个是做成基督的功夫。
Because he knows this is for the work of the Christ.
所以呢，他不顾生命也要把这个任务去完成。
So he is not looking at his own life, but he wants to finish the job.
你是不是一个忠心的仆人呢？
Are you a faithful servant?
其实呢，我们的忠心呢，应该可以在我们生活里面每一个部分都表现出来。
And faithfulness can be demonstrated in every area of our life.
就是包括你的工作、你的家庭、你教养儿女、你夫妻的生活，也应该表现出来。
Including your work, your life at home with your children and with your spouse.
因为好像我们刚刚念的背的这段圣经，哥罗西书三章二十三节讲到，无论做什么。都要从心里做，像给主做的。
It's just like the memory verse on today's program that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
以巴弗提的是一个被差遣的一个人。
Epaphroditus is a people that sent out by church.
我们也是基督所差遣的一个人。
We are also sent by our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把福音交托给我们。
The Lord Jesus put the gospel in trust with us.
你有没有忠心的把这个信息传送给你旁边还没信主的人呢？
Have you faithfully proclaimed this gospel to the people around you?
最后一个榜样就是保罗自己。
And the last example is Paul himself.
保罗呢，我们看见呢，他有一个特点呢，就是他细心。
And we can see Paul is a very thoughtful person.
你有没有想过，为什么保罗写腓立比书的时候，他要强调提摩太不能去腓立比教会呢？是因为保罗不允许他走。
And do you know why Paul emphasized in the scripture here that Timothy cannot go to the church of Philippi?
为什么呢？保罗呢，在第二章里面两次提到以巴弗提的时候，都是强调了是他决定要以巴弗提回腓立比教会的。
Why he emphasized here that two times he mentioned he is the one that think Epaphroditus should go back to the church of Philippi.
有人猜是这样子的原因。
Some people guessed this way.
腓立比教会把以巴弗提派来去服侍保罗。
The church of Philippi sent Epaphroditus to serve Paul.
其中一个希望就是保罗可以派提摩太回去腓立比教会。
So that the Paul can send Timothy to go to their church.
但是现在提摩太没有回去。
But Timothy wasn't sending back.
回去的人反而是这个从腓立比教会出来的以巴弗提。
But the person that gonna go back is the person that from Philippi, Epaphroditus.
如果你是教会，你会怎么想呢？
If it's you, what you gonna think?
一定是提摩太他不愿意来我们教会的。
Maybe it's because Timothy doesn't want to go back to the church of Philippi.
他不愿意来，就是他不关心我们教会了。
If he doesn't want to go to the church there, maybe he doesn't care about our church.
所以你看见保罗是一个很细心的一个人。
And you, from this matter, that you will find, you find out that Paul is a very thoughtful person.
他第一个就是讲到，其实提摩太是很好像我一样关心教会的事。
First, he mentioned is he prays that Timothy just like me, he cares about the church of Philippi.
二十节里面谈到提摩太教会，提摩太是很挂念他们的。
And in verse 20, he mentioned that Timothy really cared and have genuine interest in the church's welfare.
同样呢, 他提到, 以巴弗提的时候, 也是为了人家不要误会以巴弗提。
And also when he mentioned the Epaphroditus, he also want to make clear that people will not misunderstand him.
那如果教会, 比方说你们支持一个宣教士, 去外国传福音,
if a church like yours support a missionary to go outside to proclaim the gospel.
那一般呢, 宣教士去一个工厂呢, 就是侍奉4年的。
And usually the missionary will serve 4 years there.
那么现在这个宣教士去了一年就回家了, 你会怎么想呢?
If the missionary only served 1 year, then they come back. What do you think?
是不是这个人不能吃苦啊?
Maybe that person cannot take the hard work.
所以呢,以巴弗提这么快就回到腓立比教会呢, 是让人产生很多怀疑的。
So that when Paul sent Epaphroditus go back to Philippi church so soon, that people might suspect the reason.
所以呢,保罗两次的强调, 以巴弗提回到你们中间是我的决定。
And Paul here emphasized twice that it is his decision that sent Epaphroditus to go back to the church of Philippi.
还有呢, 他谈到以巴弗提的时候呢, 他形容呢,以巴弗提是我的兄弟, 与我一同做工的, 一同当兵的。
And when he mentioned Epaphroditus, he said Epaphroditus is just like my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier.
所以保罗是说, 他跟我好像有同一个父母一样, 他跟我同劳, 还有呢, 跟我同生共死。
And here, Paul is trying to describe that Epaphroditus is just like his own brother, work and serve together, and labor together, and also shared life and death together.
不但如此呢, 保罗告诉他们, 以巴弗提已经完成他的任务了。
And also Paul told the church of Philippi, Epaphroditus already accomplished what he needs to do.
补足你们供给我的不及之处,他已经做到了。
And the things that you send to him to take care of me, he already met all the needs.
保罗是一个很细心的一个人。
Paul is a very thoughtful person.
他消除别人对以巴弗提对提摩太的误会。
And he doesn't want any doubt or people put on Timothy and Epaphroditus.
他不希望教会里面起争论。
He doesn't want the church have any conflict over this matter.
一个细心的人能够从别人的角度去看东西。
A thoughtful person can see things from the angle of others' interest.
我相信呢, 在你们中间, 你们也有弟兄姊妹, 他能够表现这个特点。
I trust that among you, there's brothers and sisters also do things this way.
今天我们看了三个榜样。
Today we have learned 3 examples.
提摩太, 以巴弗提跟保罗。
Timothy, Epaphroditus, Paul.
他们都是一个天国的公民的一个榜样。
They are good examples of the citizen of heaven.
他证明给我们知道就是这一个目标是可以达到的。
They have testified to us that we can reach this goal.
我们是可以做成我们得救的功夫。
We can work out our salvations.
从, 提摩太的身上的, 我们看见他的可靠。
And from Timothy's life that we can see his reliability.
他与保罗同在同劳同心。
And he works and serves and be with Paul altogether.
他就好像把腓立比书2章3节里面所讲的凡事不可借挡, 不可贪讨虚浮的荣耀, 只要全身, 全心谦卑, 个人看别人比自己强, 这个真理行出来。
And he just like described in the second chapter of Philippines that not looking only to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others, and do not have self-ambition.
以巴弗提的中心呢，让我们看到腓立比书一章二十七节里面所讲的。
And Epaphroditus' faithfulness, just like described in verse 127.
这个呢是讲到了为所传的福音持信努力。
That we work together for the gospel's sake.
最后一个呢，就是保罗的私心。
And the last example is Paul's thoughtfulness.
这个就是二章四节里面所讲到个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And this is described that not looking to your own interest, but also to the interest of others.
圣经也讲到凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
And also the Bible teaches us that do everything without grumbling or arguing.
我们希望呢，我们把这三个好榜样也行在我们平常的生活当中。
We pray that we all can live the examples in our life too.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把好的榜样留在圣经里面。
Because you have given us the good examples in your words.
也把好的榜样放在我们身旁边。
And you also give us the good examples around us.
让我们不但只听了你的教训。
And not only that we can hear your teaching.
我们也效法这些曾经遵守你教训的人。
We can also imitate those who are following your commands.
我们一同以福音的心为心。
That we all should have the same mind of Christ and to spread the gospel.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.